My name's David Bennickson. I'm the CEO of a business called Signal. And Signal is a media intelligence company that essentially enables organizations to monitor the world's news and media. We aggregate hundreds of thousands of news sources and blogs, broadcast channels. We bring that into one platform, and then we use machine learning technology to enable businesses to find the information that they need to find to make themselves do their jobs more effectively. So we sell to a whole range of different companies, including big organizations like banks and law firms, but also smaller organizations. And essentially, they will use the tool to monitor and track their brand, their competition, the marketplace more generally, to try and monitor the things that matter to them, unearth insights from the world's media to help them make better decisions, and ultimately to be able to act on that information in real time. We fundamentally believe that organizations that can do that most effectively will have a competitive advantage. There's never been more information available to people and organizations, but it's never been harder to find the right information at the right time. And so we saw this opportunity to apply cutting edge machine learning, natural language processing technologies to this scale of information and to use that to help businesses to operate more effectively. I think as a startup, you face a whole series of different challenges. When we started the business, there were three of us in a garage owned by my parents. And so it's all about bootstrapping. It's all about being able to build something with very limited resources and then being able to get that into the hands of potential customers and targets. At a certain stage, you realize you're going to need more funding, you're going to need more resources. And so we went to market to raise some capital. And that can be a challenge in itself because really with, you know, the limited time you've had available, the limited resources you've had, you have to show enough traction and prove enough worth in what you've built to warrant raising, you know, what could be a large sum of money. Fortunately, we were able to do that. And then you face a whole series of new challenges, which is, you know, you're a young business, you don't have operational processes in place, but now you've got this huge sum of money which you have to spend and allocate in a sensible way. And so I think at each different stage of the business, you face different challenges. And so it's all about learning, evolving, adapting to those challenges, and hopefully overcoming them in an effective way. We run a very, very flat organizational structure. We've tried to build a culture where you have small, self-organizing, self-autonomous teams who are empowered to decide what they're going to build and when they're going to build it, and ultimately to figure out why they're building something. Everything that we do is cross-functional, so we don't stick developers together and data scientists together and product people together. We try and mix them up as best as possible, and we try and encourage these small teams to be able to go the full process from understanding the users and learning about their requirements through to delivering the products and almost marketing and selling them as well. And what that means is that we can keep our organizational structure very flat, as I said, very autonomous, and we have little overhead when it comes to kind of management and operations. So we think it's quite an innovative style of running a business, but so far it's worked incredibly well for us. I've been inspired by a number of different people. I think first and foremost, my parents, who came over from South Africa about 20 years ago with very little, and together have built a company very successfully. And I think just the dedication to that company and the way they've run that business with, you know, integrity and transparency and always supporting the people who've worked there, I think has been incredibly inspiring to me. I had the privilege of working for Jamie Oliver for a while, and I think he has been an incredibly inspiring figure as someone, again, who has come from very, very little but built something, but not only just built something for financial gain, he really built into his company a core understanding of social enterprise and social good, and really shows, I think, is a shining example that organizations that do more than just make profit, that whether it's for their employees or for the people that they're servicing, adds more value and tries to achieve some sort of some social good, can also be financially very successful as well. So right now, we're very, very focused on building the business and building a product that is really going to meet the needs of our customers. And I would say that's our driving focus. Without sounding lofty, you know, we truly believe that machine learning, machine intelligence will impact businesses around the world and will begin to automate and streamline and make more efficient what is today very manual and mechanical processes that many organizations employ and suffer from. So we truly believe that the technology that we're building has the opportunity to impact almost every individual in every department across every industry. And so that's kind of our driving ambition, to really continue to invest in innovation and in these nascent technologies, to build great products that help organizations operate more effectively, and just to build a really great business that also empowers the people who who work there, and is an exciting place to work. I think, you know, we are fundamentally focused on building a great big global business. And so, you know, in that sense, we're very long term focused. We're thinking about not only the products and product that we're building today, but also future products that we could potentially build off the back of the technology we've developed. We're thinking very much about how this can be a global product. We've just hired our first few employees in the US. And so we're thinking about how do we roll this business out? How do we roll this technology out to be as big and as broad as it possibly can be? There will be potential exit opportunities, I'm sure, along the way. But right now, we're kind of fundamentally focused on building the business as best as we can.